control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-453. We're here live to take your calls about anything you want, even though we are way out in the woods and darkness has fallen here at Rogers Campground. The beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire is the location. And what's better than the beauty that's surrounding you is the beauty of being together with other people that understand what freedom means, that understand that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free as well. That's the secret to this whole freedom thing. If you can't get over the idea of somebody doing something with their freedom that you don't like, you're never going to be free for yourself. And maybe that's not what you want.
I like how Ernie Hancock says there's two types of people. People who want to be left alone and people who just want to bother other people.
Yeah, don't want to leave you alone. But I think that, as we've been pointing out, if we get enough people together who not only want to just be left alone, but want other people who want to be left alone to be left alone and are willing to stand up for those other people, because you have to be willing to stand up for your neighbor who may be doing something that is maybe something you wouldn't choose to do with your own free time. Until you're willing to stand up for another human being and their rights, you can't expect anyone else to stand up for you.
Right.
So get together with other people that are willing to make that stand, and that's what the Free State Project is all about. FreeStateProject.org is where you can learn more about it. That's FreeStateProject.org. Or if you're in New England, get on up here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival at Rogers Campground, porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. Got a great studio audience in here. Is everybody having a good time at the Porcupine Freedom Festival? Yes. I will take that as a yes.
That would be affirmative.
And every year, more new people show up, people who've never been before, which is always exciting to see. In fact, usually it's about half. About half of the attendees have never been before, so there's always new folks coming to experience this. And I was talking, Brad, today with, I think it was Michelle Seven, who normally is on every other Thursday night. You do every other Thursday, she does the other ones. And, we were talking about, the people up here. What is it like for somebody to come into this for the first time? I mean, you've been here 3 years now. This is my fifth year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's different for us because we've seen it evolve this whole time. How is this for somebody who's in here the very first time? What is it? What kind of a shock to the system is that?
Well, I'll tell you what. My wife, former fiance, we got married yesterday here. What she said, and she came here last year from Delaware, and mm-hmm. when she came to Porkfest, she was like, "I got to move to New Hampshire."
Really?
Because I just want to leave people alone.
I met
alone.
That Brad guy, and he is just
no.
That wasn't it.
No. She wants people come here, people believing in individual liberty and responsibility and freedom, and I really think the Free State Project is the absolute best solution to the problem of, the ever-growing police state, because, people care, and people here are pretty much the coolest people you can meet anywhere in the world, people who just respect other people. And it's amazing that there has to be a Free State Project to begin with in this country in order to respect individual liberty. It's something this country was supposed to be founded on in the first place.
For sure. So just as an example for those listening who are not able to make it out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I want to give you a little bit of a taste of what the itinerary was like for today. We gave you some of the examples earlier in the last hour, but for those of you just tuning in, some of the things that you missed this afternoon, we talked about the morning activities earlier, but this afternoon it was the Regional Jobs and Real Estate Panel, which is hosted by Mark Warden, one of the sponsors of this program, the Porcupine Realtor. So folks that are looking for housing in New Hampshire, Mark can help you out with that. And so he was hosting a panel of representatives from Keene, Manchester, and the Seacoast talking about the real estate markets and what jobs are available. Fact is, New Hampshire has the best economy in New England. It's the, it's the place with the least regulation. It's the place with the lowest number of bureaucrats to population. The ratio of bureaucrats to actual productive members of society, it's the lowest here in New Hampshire. I think it's the lowest across the country, as a matter of fact. But the economy here is very good. The unemployment level is also the lowest in New England and one of the lowest across the country. So, the fact is, if you're looking for work, maybe you aren't the entrepreneurial type like we were talking about before. Maybe you just would rather have a job. There are jobs here. And anybody that wants to work and is willing to go out and do what it takes and, hit the streets and find that work will find something.
This is not a good place to come if you just, want to mooch off other people.
Right. If you're going to slack, then you're in the wrong movement here.
Right.
So there was that panel. Plus, we talked about Bitcoins last hour. There was the Bitcoin Alternative Currency Panel. In fact, I believe one of the panelists on that panel was the guy that's in charge of BitInstant.com, Charlie. I met him today briefly. So lots of movers and shakers in the Liberty Movement are here, and all kinds kinds of wonderful folks that you can talk to. Families who made the move. This has got to be an experience. I mean, I'm grateful. I don't have to deal with the responsibility of having a child. I didn't have to move up with children here to New Hampshire. That's got to add an extra factor or two or five to actually making the move. So that was one of the topics discussed on the panel discussion today. I was involved in the Free Radio Expo, which I was pleased to have a number of people come out to attend. Approximately 20 people came out to this very same room here, the LRN.FM studio. And me and a couple of other radio geek types displayed some equipment. We had some FM broadcast transmitters, which the use of those is highly illegal, at least according to the FCC regulations. And we also had some two-way radios for two-way communications between activists that we were talking about. And, you know, what's the best way for activists to communicate directly. Two-way radios is a great tool to have, but you've got to have activists in order to have the, you know, having a two-way radio make sense. Otherwise, you're just talking to yourself. You have to have other activists to talk to, and they have to also have those radios.
I've seen a few people with marine radios and
also against FCC regulations.
Yeah, I asked them. I was like, well, you know, I mean, you know, those are only supposed to be used on the water, and the response was that, well, we're over a water table. So, okay.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I don't think the FCC regulations apply to me, and I don't see any FCC agents here enforcing this particular part of their radio spectrum. It would be relatively difficult for them to enforce that because we're talking about people, for the most part, with handheld units, and you know, by definition, somebody with a handheld is always on the go. So it would be very difficult for the FCC to ascertain who's using it and where they're from where they're using it.
Yeah. Well, the FCC, actually, people don't know, the FCC doesn't have its own armed police force. They typically work hand-in-hand with the FBI and when they investigate things. But for them to investigate where an illegal signal is coming from is a big deal.
It is. And they're more likely to investigate it when it comes to broadcast radio, which is why the broadcast radio portion of the Free Radio Expo was probably the most focused on part of what happened today. And we talked about, you know, the details, some of the technical details of running your own radio station and, you know, what you need, what kind of equipment you need to get it on the air, and some tips and suggestions and good websites to visit. And, of course, LRN.FM has its own broadcast section where you can go and get very specific equipment recommendations and suggestions, and there's a forum there where you can link up with other people that are interested in doing FM broadcasts, because I truly believe that, you know, it's great that Free Talk Live's on over 100 licensed AM and FM radio stations as well as XM, which, you know, is useful for us. We can get these ideas of freedom out as far and as wide as possible through the legitimate channels. That's one of the things that Free Talk Live does a very good job of. But unfortunately, there aren't a bunch of other shows like Free Talk Live. There aren't other people that are in the radio business that are emulating what we're doing. I get compliments all the time from people in this business saying, you know, I really like what you guys have done. You know, the like program directors that I'll be calling will say to me that, hey, I appreciate that you guys have had this successful radio enterprise without having to rely on some of these big corporate backers. Like, there's no huge corporation that's putting us on the air.
Aren't you like the 40th most influential talk radio?
52. Number 52.
And that's something you and Mark should be very proud of, because you guys started from scratch and worked your way up. So, I mean,
so there are a lot of people that look at that in the business and they appreciate it, but, you know, it's hard to emulate, you know, because it takes a lot of effort to get to this level in the radio world. So I'd love to see other liberty-oriented hosts being able to get, you know, their programs syndicated and get on these other talk radio stations, but it's just not something that is a quick process. It took us years to get on, you know, a dozen stations. So this is a lengthy process. It costs money. It costs time. And that's why LRN.FM exists, for folks that just want to put something on the air without having to worry about all these FCC regulations, but still to be a good neighbor and not step on another transmission, to not interfere with other transmissions.
That's the quickest way, probably, to get busted, to have a friendly visit from the FCC.
Yeah, and, oh, I'm sorry, Carla is joining us here. Carla, welcome.
Oh, the music just went on.
Yeah, I was holding you to the next segment. The president of the Free State Project is going to join us here in a moment, so we'll come back with her. And by the way, I've heard that LRN.FM is back on in Manchester, New Hampshire on FM, so that's exciting. So you can tune in there. And, of course, we've got over 100 stations that carry us across the country at freetalklive.com. You get the full affiliate list there. We'll take your calls about what you want. Also talk to the queen of Portfest herself. Carla Garrick is here with us in moments.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you gotta get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes, when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh, he ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with a 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you. Bring us anything you want. 855-450-FREE. We're here live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll free number, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. You can actually go and you can edit the site itself by creating new content there. You find something online you want to share with our listeners, submit it as show prep. Others can vote it up or down. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive. Once again, freetalklive.com. We've been talking a lot, of course, about the Porcupine Freedom Festival because, well, that's where we are. And Free Talk Live has been broadcasting live now since Sunday night. So it's been all week long. There are two nights remaining after this one. We're past the halfway mark. And Carla Garrick is with us here. She's the president of the Free State Project. Once upon a time, you organized this Pork Fest thing, didn't you?
Yes, in a magical time where unicorns and double rainbows existed.
Now, how long ago was it that you were doing the organizing? Was
this not that long. Yeah, 2009, 2010.
Okay.
Wow, unicorns haven't been gone long, huh?
So you took a break, and now you are the president of the Free State Project. You were not the president previously while organizing the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Are you burdened with more work now that you're the president, or like which one's harder? What's the harder job?
Definitely what Jason and Sharon Osborne are doing is way harder. Like my job is just to have a good time
and
let other people have a good time. But they're definitely busting. Anyone who does this, I'm the only idiot who did it 2 years. Everyone else
to
does
do
it one. Yeah, everyone else does it for a year, and they're just like, no, thank
it's
you.
It's a lot of work.
It really is. But the cool thing is, we've been doing it long enough where we're finding the right people for the mm-hmm. right positions, and so it becomes this sort of voluntary interaction where people go, you have these strengths, you have these strengths, and we're putting together a team of volunteers.
I think it's been handled very well this time around. There seem to be some innovations that are really basic but necessary.
Right.
So like, you know, having a big pump of soap in the bathroom.
Right. And not only that, but
that's right.
Bluetooth speaker.
Turning me down, don't worry.
Is not only this, so they have these giant soap things,
literally a gallon of soap,
but then the next day, because this happened to all of us, like you pump it out and it was like half a ton of like soap.
Oh, I never did that. I just did a little touch.
And so the next morning I was like, oh, I should talk to someone about that. Like, I hate waste.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like, everything's about, like, making it work.
Yeah, you
really
don't need
well.
A lot of soap. Just
yeah.
Like
so they had signs up the next morning that said,
don't squeeze too much.
Yes! And it was, hello, this is Pork Fest. We have notes on soap dispensers.
Yeah, and people are, I think, being pretty respectful of these things. There have been a couple instances where I haven't found paper towels where I should have, but it's hard to keep up on that. I mean, there's a lot of usage of bathrooms, but I'm seeing there's more paper towels this year than there were last year, and I think it's working out.
But still not enough for you.
Well, I mean, if there's nothing there, then there's nothing there. But most of the times that I've gone into the bathrooms, the super majority of the times, there have been more than enough.
We have a super majority of paper towels at Pork Fest.
Well, and then you like the one time or like the two times when there haven't been paper towels in the bathroom, I just walked out and gone to one of the vendors, which are prolific. There's the like the official vendors at the pavilion, the Shire Society Pavilion, where Mandrick, who we've had on this program before, is he's got his crew and they're serving up food all day long. I said the other night, I don't even know if they actually sleep.
I don't think they have.
They're there constantly.
Yeah, they've just been working really hard.
Are they going to have any fun?
They are
having fun.
I mean, I think that's part of what Pork Fest in some ways is. I don't know. I'm going to go on one of my philosophical rants, but it's about people who like being productive. So really what we do here is we create a true free market. And so everyone likes to hustle a little bit. And so people decide between, oh, I'm just going to make coffee, or I'm going to, like, go all out.
I don't know if everyone likes to hustle. Some people are probably just here partying. But I think that there's a lot of that and that people do enjoy it. Like, I mean, I'm here on what I consider it a working vacation. So I'm always on call. You know, if something goes wrong, call me.
You work hard here. I mean, you do your show live every day. Sometimes, like, when the cool stuff's going on and you're like,
I don't ever get to see anything that happens at night. Except for last night when I took off my show an hour and a half early to go and run the karaoke gig, which was a lot of fun. And then you showed up at the very end, and we roped you into doing some Sinead O'Connor.
I hate you for that.
It was so awesome. You did a great job.
Her Majesty does do a phenomenal Sinead O'Connor.
Were you there for that? Did
super,
you see that?
I've seen
super
it,
bad.
I've seen it before, but I didn't see it last night. Hopefully she'll do it again.
No.
Yeah. No.
So Carla, I mean, do you know what any of the numbers are? Have you been in touch with the organizers to find out, you know, how are we doing this year at Porkfest compared to last year?
I haven't. I actually have not verified anything yet, and I should do that, and maybe I'll come back and report back.
What's your impression?
To me, it seems like there's been more people consistently from Sunday when I showed up. There have been a lot of people. Today was a big day. I'm seeing tons of people I haven't seen before. You know, I just ran into Angela Keaton.
From antiwar.com.
Yeah, and, you know, Megan and Lola Girls, and it's just been, I mean, it's been great. So
lots of ladies here, too, this year. I believe that more women are showing up every single year to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I have no official numbers or statistics to back this up.
I do.
Just my observation.
I count boobies, and definitely up.
Usually with, you know, libertarian things, usually there's a lot of guys.
It's true. And I don't see that here at the Porcupine Freedom
Festival. I mean, I don't think it's entirely 50-50, but maybe it's like 40-60. And, you know, if you're a girl or a woman or a gal or, you know, a bitch, you know,
you're in a good place.
You have your pickings.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. There's plenty of eligible bachelors at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, except for Brad now.
He's, not me.
No longer Brad. In the running.
No.
So 855-450-FREE. What are you looking forward to, Carla, the president of the Free State Project? And we still have two full days remaining of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So what's coming up that you're going to be at?
I think, I mean, there's just a slew of things. There are 100 things. There's a flash fiction contest with...
flash fiction?
So that's like a very short form of fiction.
Like how short?
It depends whose definition you take, but it's 1,000 words or less, but around 300. And I really wanted to do that because that's my day job, and I never get to do it. So I was like, I want to go beat down something. But I can't because I'm going to be moderating together with Angela Keaton, the Austin versus Danny Skepticals versus...
Oh, I heard about this. The conspiracy people.
Yes.
The conspiracy crowd is debating the skeptics.
Yes, and I'm moderating.
Now, when is that? Is that Friday or Saturday?
That's going to be at Saturday at noon in the Queen's Tent.
Saturday at noon, Queen's Tent. So, I mean, that's going to be, I think, really entertaining.
I think so.
Because, you know, I'm definitely a critic of the conspiracy crowds.
Me too.
It'll be fun to see them get owned. Carla, thanks for stopping in. Always appreciate your time. And once again, you are the president of the Free State Project, and the Free State Project is the reason that we're all here together right now. So thanks again. 855-450-FREE. She definitely deserves applause. Thank you for that, audience. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're here live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves, toll free if you like, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get interactive and enjoy the various features you'll find there. Once again, freetalklive.com. And, of course, if you want, you can support the show. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Once again, shop.freetalklive.com. Of course, there are some things that, and by the way, when you enter through those links, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase, so lots of stuff you can get there. But some things, you should go straight to the source. You should, if you're looking, for instance, for the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio, just go straight to ccrane.com. They are the manufacturer. Why deal with a middleman? Because you can get over 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 Tunes. You can get it all with C-Crane's CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. And, of course, since it's Wi-Fi, it goes wherever Wi-Fi signal is, which means you can put it anywhere that your home Wi-Fi is available. And listen to your favorite tunes or talk radio. Of course, Free Talk Live is available through the C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio, as is LRN.FM and all the great programs that you can find over there. So learn more about the C-Crane company and the quality of their products, the best. Go to ccrane.com, C-C-R-A-N-E.com, ccrane.com. As we continue here tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Bradley.
We've got our special guest, Mike, here in the LRN.FM studios at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And this guest has brought a rig in with him because he is going to be the next show that is live here from the studio. After we're done tonight, Brett Vanat will be doing his School Sucks Project live edition. And you've got a bunch of cameras here, Brett. You are going to be pointing, as I understand it, one camera at each of your co-hosts tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, we're really going to be pretty thorough tonight with the cameras. We're going to have one on each co-host, one on the crowd, a wide shot of all three of us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is usually on every Thursday night we stream it on Ustream as a video show, but can't do that from here because of the internet. So
yeah, the internet's terrible.
Yep, we're just recording to a hard drive, so we have all kinds of additional options that I'm really excited about. Unless there's technical difficulties.
Well, we were talking about you earlier tonight, and you weren't here to be privy to the conversation, but Brad was being critical of the School Sucks name, and I had to agree with him, having gone out and done school outreach and outreaching to high school and middle school students with School Sucks, you know, flyers and signage and things like that, and finding that it really upsets people because they don't see the rest of the message, and that is that education is really important. I mean, you're a former teacher, as I understand it. And education is really important to you, but you don't think school is such a great thing, especially when it's run by the government. But Brad says there are some good schools, so it's not fair to say that school sucks. I mean, am I recounting your words correctly, Brad?
Yeah, that's fair to say. I mean, I'm a huge fan of the podcast, Brad, but it's just the title that I personally fear may turn some people off, because you're certainly not anti-education.
Oh, yeah, and this is certainly criticism that I've dealt with for a while, all the way back to, I think it was at this point a couple years ago, when Sam Dotson, who used to live up here and was mm-hmm. part of Free Keen, first started doing outreach at the school, and there was a counter-protest that formed, I think it was called Free Keen from the Free Keeners or something like that. And
Free Keen from the Free Keen stigma.
I love it when there are people who are, like, arguing against liberty activists because they're saying, you know, they're imposing their way on us, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna force you to do something by leaving you alone.
Right. Yeah. But that was one of the first things when they were airing their grievances. One of the first things they brought up was the name of the show. And I do recognize that we don't want to give people excuses to run away from maybe a message that's already kind of hard to hear, especially as you get older and your reality tunnel grows thicker. You mm-hmm. know, you don't want to let new ideas into it. It's very easy to find reasons, or I guess you're looking for reasons to dismiss any new ideas that are uncomfortable, that upset the paradigm in which you're comfortable. So, like for example, I remember trying to turn people on to free domain radio, and one of the criticisms was, I don't like his accent. Right? So, I mean, you people will look for any excuse, and I understand that this title is a little bit off-putting. For me, it was a valuable marketing slogan in the beginning, considering the audience that I was trying to reach, which was young people.
Sure.
I mean, that's where I got the idea, is from kids telling me how much school sucked, and that was the catchphrase.
That's what I had pointed out. I think it's absolutely great for young people. It's just their parents aren't going to necessarily get it right out the gate or agree. But that doesn't mean I don't support what you're doing. Obviously, I think that your podcast is great, and now that you're doing a live show, that's even more exciting because you can get, you know, live calls on the air and that sort of thing. And you'll have guests on, I'm sure, here tonight on your program.
Yeah.
You're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So, and this is your first year doing School Sucks Live.
This is my sixth week doing School Sucks Live. Yeah, so definitely the first time here. And I think it's really great. It's sometimes when you're doing a kind of a niche podcast and you don't have callers and you're not maybe dealing with current events, it's hard to keep things fresh. So to go mm-hmm. live, to be able to take callers, to do it as a video show, to put it on YouTube was like a new way of doing things to kind of freshen the show up a bit.
Well, you're really good with your podcast, though, pointing out, like, oh, this is a current event, so right now I'm going to cover this. You know? And so you make it very clear to your listeners, which is particularly cool.
Yeah, we do have an ongoing series called School News, where if there's a current event that I just can't resist, we will deal with it.
You know, there's something that I was looking at here in the news that I spotted. Clinton, North Carolina, where the mother of a Clinton third grader says a school administrator went too far when she strip-searched her child after accusations that he stole from another student. Have you come across this one yet?
I haven't, but, I mean, we're hearing stories about this all the time. I mean, you know,
strip-searching?
Yeah, there's been several cases of high school girls being strip-searched, high school girls being spanked, and mm-hmm. all of this grows out of things like zero tolerance, you know, where, sure, school teaches obedience, but all of those people who work in the school are really very obedient as well. I mean, teaching, being a school administrator, those are obedient professions. And if there are rules, well, we follow the rules. So a lot of these things, if it is a zero tolerance policy related to drugs, related to violence, related to theft, you see these things happening, where anything is justified if it's in the name of stopping something that zero tolerance has been put in front of.
And, of course, the answer is to get your kids out of these government schools in the first place so they don't have to be put into these situations, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's my number one recommendation, and I recognize that is terribly difficult for some people. In fact, a lot of people are in situations where it's simply not even feasible.
Hmm.
I mean, that may be economic reasons. Maybe you have high school-age kids who want to go to school. You can't really keep them home if they want to be at school. That's where the dating pool is. Sometimes people get divorced and, you know, wife or husband does not have a similar mindset and they want the kids in the school. And sometimes people get court orders. A woman was telling me down at the pavilion here yesterday after I gave a talk about what to do, how do you survive school if you have to go or if your kids have to be there. And she said that happened to me. My husband got a court order to make me send them to school.
Well, right. Of course, the court is going to side on the parent's side that wants the child to go to the government school.
Yeah. So for me, that's part of the message. But what I think is really important as kids discover this show, because I think school sucks is a Googleable phrase for a lot of kids.
Yeah, for sure.
One kid, a high school kid who had a bad day at school, told me he discovered the show by putting that into Google.
Awesome.
Which was great. But to hear a voice coming from somewhere else, you know, when you're in that position, you feel like you have no rights, you have no recourse, you have no voice. To hear an adult who says, hey, I've been on the other side, and yeah, you're right. This does suck. This isn't right. You're being mistreated. And not like, hey, give up, or hey, drop out, or hey, rebel, but just I hope the show can be a supportive voice for young people, because this can be a very, very damaging experience, but there are ways to survive it. Are ways to survive it if you know what you're involved in.
Well, one thing that I would like to suggest to you, Brett, is to reach out to kids like this poor person who was strip searched by a school administrator. You know, I guarantee you that the administrator told the child what to do, and the child just went and did it. But had the child had said no, school administrator, here in New Hampshire, teachers can actually use physical force against students to correct or punish their misbehavior.
Yeah.
And for a school administrator to put their hands on a child and take their clothes off, that would actually be assault. So if kids said no, I mean, they wouldn't have their clothes taken off, but I mean, the school teaches kids to say yes.
Yes, to everything that comes from authority. That's
right.
Problem.
Brett, what's your website?
SchoolSucksProject.com, and we are on LRN at 10 tonight.
All right, that's 10 Eastern now. That's SchoolSucksProject.com. More with Brett Benad, and the audience size here has doubled since you've come in, so thank you for bringing all these people in. I think they're here to see you.
My pleasure.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell DeseretFoodStore.com. FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012 edition. Here to take your calls if you make them at 855-450-FREE, or perhaps you'd rather just listen to us talk to interesting people here at Porkfest. We can do that too, because there's no shortage of them. All kinds of great folks here from all across, not just this country, but the world. There was a guy here from Norway that was visiting. I know that much, and I imagine there's usually a handful of folks from all manner of different places. Roger's here visiting from Japan. So there's just a lot of great people that have come together for the experience of being around others who are of like mindset. I mean, it's an incredible time. I highly recommend that you get up here if it's at all possible this year. Of course, there's always going to be another Pork Fest, so if you can't make it out this year, well, you'll have to deal with having the video that JJ is taking of all the different panel discussions and such going on down there to give you kind of an example of a fraction of what's going on, because certainly not everything is happening that is being recorded. There's just so much going on. The whole campsite is abuzz with activity, everything from Agora Alley, people who are selling their wares, selling delicious food, t-shirts, all manner of custom homemade products. It's just a lot of fun. So porkfest.com, PORCFEST.com. And one of the things about doing business here at Porkfest is you can usually offer products for sale or buy products with alternative currencies like Bitcoin or silver. So there's a lot of silver that's being traded out and about here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And maybe you'd like to get your hands on some silver. Well, if you're not here, you can obviously do it here. But if you're not here, you can go to silver.freetalklive.com. You can also get gold through there as well. Silver.freetalklive.com is where you can get some hand-picked gold and silver pieces by our friends over at Midas Resources. So we've been teamed up with Midas for a long time, because it's Midas that is behind the Genesis Communications Network, which is the company that's behind syndicating this radio program. So whenever you go and do your silver purchases over at silver.freetalklive.com, not only are you going to get a good deal on silver, but you're also going to help Free Talk Live out as well. So once again, that's silver.freetalklive.com to go and get your silver. Brad Jard is still here with me tonight. Thanks for sticking it out for the whole show, Brad. When you could be out partying, as you mentioned during one of the breaks, you are one of the few people here at Porkfest who is not under an altered state of consciousness at the moment.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes.
And it's, you know, I mean, it's fun to walk around and you know, wave your hand in front of people's faces and be like, hey, how you doing, you know?
People are having a good time, and of course it's nighttime here on the East Coast, and folks will inevitably be out and about socializing for quite a while. Angela Keaton is joining us on the third microphone, kind of a Pork Fest regular at this point. How many years, Angela, has it been now for you that you've been coming here?
Maybe 3 out of 4 years.
3 out of 4.
Yeah, and this is my favorite part, though, is watching, you know, with my friends coming in who also love Free Talk Live and who love radio, like the whole cast from the Angel Clark Show and Corey Moore and everybody. That's my whole thing about radio tonight. I'm, like, just into it. Nothing ever bad ever happens in a radio studio. It's awesome.
Nothing ever bad ever happens in a radio studio. I'm trying to think
I may be wrong.
I'm trying
to think of, like, the Alan Berg assassination. I think that might have actually happened in front of his house and not at the studio.
You mean when they killed the disc jockey?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking around and I'm not seeing anything bad, but...
No, everything's cool here. The vibe here is great. The people here are great. I don't see how anything bad can happen at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And, you know, if somebody wanted to do something bad anywhere at Pork Fest, it probably wouldn't get very far because there are so many people that are strapped here at Pork Fest. I mean, I imagine a good portion of the audience in here is, I'm not asking you, you don't have to raise your hand.
You don't have to prove it either.
But I imagine a number of people are strapped. Some of them you can see their piece, others you cannot. That's a fairly popular thing here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival because, one, we're in New Hampshire where it's not a problem to open carry a weapon. Two, we're on private property where the owner doesn't care if you're carrying a weapon. And, you know, three, it's just a group of folks that values open carry and concealed carry and self-defense and being able to rely on their own selves to protect themselves from aggression. And, Angela, you're coming out from the California region, correct?
Yes, Los Angeles.
So, I mean, you're still out in L.A. You must love it there, huh? Is it really great?
You know, I'm kind of like a real Rothbardian, like in all the worst cultural ways. I hate the driving. I love being in an urban area. I hate lots of loud noise and constant stimulation. And, you know, if that's why it's so hard to leave. And Free Hollywood is kind of what we've been doing out there. And I want to big plug the sites
really?
Up. And, oh, it's great.
What
and,
is this all about? This is the first I've heard of it.
Oh, my God. This is like the most amazing, you know, hip, you know, fashionably dressed. Everyone's good looking. Everyone has all the cool references. It's amazing. It's like it is the reality show about modern anarchists, you know, the new anarchists, the voluntarists.
Wait a minute, there's this a television show?
It should be. I want to pitch this.
So tell me more. I mean, what is this all about?
Our guy who does all the videos is a guy named Stanton Cruz. He works as an animator and does a bunch of stuff and really amazing. And he posts these great things online and has these great statements from some amazing people who've been, you know, some of them have been, you know, like me, kind of like, you know, first activist and ended up as a career, unfortunate career path from non-choices. Mm-hmm. And then there's the real activists who came through Ron Paul's original 2007 message when it was still really radical and base and on the ground and was really turning people into, you know.
Ron Paul's as radical now as he was in 2007, if not more so?
Ooh, did I just open up a...
You might have.
Ooh, okay. Oh, if we're going to get serious. Okay, all right.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I wasn't following the campaign as closely as you were, but I saw Ron Paul in the debates this time saying things that were pro-voluntarism. I mean, to see that happen in a national debate was pretty radical.
Ron Paul the man, amazing. You know, it's like, it is subversive. It's like what Tucker Carlson said, like, look at all these freaks and Ward Cleaver is their leader. You know, I mean, it's the ultimate subversive message. You know, here's Grandpa talking about heroin right there in South Carolina, right out in the open.
Debate. It was so awesome.
Well, I mean, That was radical. How could Ron Paul be considered radical today? I mean, we're in a county that Ron Paul won here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are all these people in this county that voted for Dr. Paul, are they, you know, do they think that your grandmother should use heroin? Are they coming from that standpoint?
Of course not.
Of course not. I mean, it's. I think the ideas are really catching on and becoming far more acceptable in mainstream.
Well, I know. It is a very exciting time in some ways. I tend to be somewhat of a skeptic when it comes to concentrations of power when you have a grassroots movement and a movement that has to remain populist. Otherwise, we will never have mass appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And the institutionalization of it, kind of the permanent think tanks and now like the permanent campaign apparatus running the Ron Paul family, just from kind of a weird kind of I guess, a right-wing Chomsky perspective just kind of irks me a little bit. I'm not big on political dynasties, and I don't think of libertarian institutions.
It doesn't look
sacred.
Like the Ron Paul dynasty is really going to last. I mean, with this Rand Paul character endorsing Mitt Romney, I don't think there's much of a dynasty there.
And I'm grateful. See, my attitude is, look, I mean, I don't get into a voting booth, so all these issues are academic. It makes life a lot easier. But, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, when did we start getting into this tribal ancestral worship stuff? I mean, okay, so Carol Paul had a child. Okay, I get that. Yeah. Now, is this someone that's to the, you know, he's born to this? I mean, what were the expectations here? I mean, if his last name were Smith, we would never have this conversation about this guy. He'd be like Walter Jones or Barbara Lee or Dennis Kucinich, who we follow occasionally when it works out and then when it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever. We're not paying attention to him.
So tell me more about antiwar.com, Angela. What is it that's going, what's going on over there right now?
You know, always, always the best and bad news. Right now, you know, we're going Syria crazy. Everyone's going Syria crazy. You know, months ago it occurred to most people no one knows really anything about Syria. I think this is like the, you know, the kind of general consensus out there for a few months. People were just kind of really focusing on the Iran things from the activist perspective. Because, you know, the talking points for Iran were a lot easier. I mean, we kind of know this better. With Syria, it's one of these humanitarian situations where, okay, you're seeing Christina Amanpour screaming on CNN, but how the hell do you know if she knows what
exactly.
the hell's going on?
Exactly. I'm a fan of Anderson Cooper's program, and when I see, you know, when I'm watching him be so emotional about this, like, it seems like a real genocide is happening, but you have to question it. You can't say for sure that, you know, the news is being fair because, well, they're not. And so how do you know what's really happening?
Antiwar.com.
Antiwar.com.
You guys get sources from all around the world, news sources, about a variety of different conflicts that are happening, because it's not just Syria where people are fighting one another, and antiwar.com is like the go-to place for all of this information.
We actually cover quite a bit. I mean, we cover certainly a lot of issues on the whistleblowers. We have Kelly Blahos' column where you can pretty much find coverage of everything from CNAS to, you know, alternative coverage on the Department of Defense. She did a really great profile of Winslow Wheeler. If you're into, like, you know, stealth technology, all kinds of all the weaponry and gimmickry of war, definitely check out Kelly's column.
You guys have some great opinion columns, also news. It's updated fresh every single day. Plus, you guys even do a radio program, Anti-War Radio, available daily over at LRN.FM and, of course, antiwar.com/radio.
Yes, that's right. And we're really proud to be carried on LRN.
Well, it's great. I don't even know how many years it's been now that you've been there. What, like a couple years?
Yes, I think, yeah, it might be approaching three.
So my pleasure to help make that happen. Angela Keaton from antiwar.com. Keep up the great work. Glad to see you here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Brad Jardis, thanks for coming in. As
thank
always,
you, Ian.
Appreciate you being here. And thank you, everybody, for being here and spending time with us. We'll return tomorrow night. More live from the 2012 edition of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We've still got two nights of this remaining, and looking forward to bringing special guests to you and all kinds of conversation and talking to you about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
It's not easy for an unknown person to get noticed in this busy world. Hello, I'm Brad Ryder. I'm a songwriter, and I have a couple of albums, one with a country sound and one that's Christian-inspired. I'd like to invite you to visit my Facebook page, facebook.com/downbearmusic. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. My name's Brad Ryder, and my music is at facebook.com/downbearmusic. And thanks for noticing.
Do you ever have connectivity problems due to poor Wi-Fi reception? I have an amazing solution for you. Sea Crane's Super USB Wi-Fi Antenna 3. It can provide connectivity for up to a mile. We're using it at my house, and I can't describe it as anything but stunning. This antenna will change your life. If you're not familiar with the Sea Crane company, their products are the best. I highly endorse the Sea Crane company. Get your Super USB Wi-Fi antenna at seacrane.com. C-C-R-A-N-E.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. or on the web at brightsidebid.com. That's brightsidebid.com. Order today.